they know now that if you don't use it, you will lose it. About many factors of your physical body, you just have to exercise it, and there are many, many ways to do that. You can do it at home, you can spend a lot of money at gyms, but you have to exercise, and one of the best forms of exercise, that, as I've read many, many books about exercising, the simple condition of walking is what will keep you in as good a condition as most people need to be. And you have to get a regimen of walking, and you have to walk at a fast rate. Because if you don't, then you don't really exercise your heart muscle like it should be.
What's a good pace for a senior? Like, how fast should somebody be going?
A fast walk, because you have to raise your pulse rate. And that's the important thing about heart. A lot of people go for a leisurely walk. Well, you have to, as I understand it, somewhere in the vicinity of 3.5, 4 to 5 miles per hour.
So that's about a 15-minute per mile pace then, I think.
I think that's about right. If you can do 3 miles in 45 minutes, that's a good exercise. And probably, as I read the different literature from different doctors, there are not too many exercises that do much more for you than that. And you only have to do it 3-4 days a week.
Yeah, I've heard, you know, other gurus kind of say, you know, 7 days a week, give yourself 30 to 45 minutes. But I think some folks, because of their schedules, find that a little hard to do. But I think if there's a goal, a minimum goal of trying to get 3 to 4 times a week in for exercise, that would certainly help. What about, well, there's been a lot of talk about supplements, too, and how supplements may or may not be helpful, and there's, depending on who you read and listen to, there's a lot of hype. Of course, there's a lot of money being spent on supplements. It's quite a huge industry. I know it's quite popular for a lot of online businesses to sell supplements. And the key with supplements, from what I can see, is, I mean, it can be very expensive, especially if you're retired and on a limited income. So is it important for supplementation to occur? And if so, where would you say, you know, is the best bang for the buck, especially if you don't have a lot of money, just to go out and buy all the supplements that you want? What would be, you know, your top two or three supplements that you think are most beneficial if you're on a limited budget?
Well, you can load up on all kinds of supplements, but I don't think that you need everything that is out there. But there are some basics, and for instance, when you read your AARP magazine, and I think an awful lot of people do belong to AARP, they have available vitamins and minerals, and other sources tell you that, for instance, Centrum Silver, you hear about this all the time as seniors. This is a multivitamin. I recommend to people that unless they really seriously investigate the vitamins that they think they need for themselves. Now, each person is an individual, and body needs different things, and people eat different foods, so supplementing is important, because as you get older, your body just doesn't process the food like when you're young. Therefore, yes, vitamins are very important. I don't think that the necessary vitamins are all that expensive, and if, especially if you buy them from some of the companies like Puritan's Pride or Swanson, and there are several others. And of course, today all of the drugstores and all of the big supermarkets carry a line of multivitamins. So you have to choose what you think is best. But we all know that vitamins A, B, and especially vitamin C. Vitamin C has many times not been given the credit. There's a book out called Curing the Incurable, and it's about vitamin C and infectious diseases and about toxins. They talk in there, just like other books do, that a lot of people don't realize it, but we have to detox our bodies periodically in order to clean out our system. And there is historical information that people for many hundreds of years have detoxed their bodies periodically, and all kinds of physicians out there and chiropractors that specialize in helping people detox their bodies, because the way to health is that you have to clean your body out and then start putting a proper food, which is the foods that, in fact, when God made the world, he told people. And for all of those who wish to investigate the Bible, You can go to Genesis chapter 1, paragraph 29, and you will see there what God told Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden what to eat. And this consisted of plant foods and fruits and vegetables and nuts, dates, and all kinds of foods that were there. We have steered from that because of our modern society and our modern processing. The meat that was back in the old days is not the meat that we're receiving today. There was no mad cow disease in those days. There is now, and the world is not really paying much attention to that. And if you read the mainline, the mainstream media, they talk very little about mad cow because we have powerful lobbies in this country. The American Cattlemen Association, American Dairymen Association, they spend much money to convince the world that milk products and meat products are the best for you, and that is not really so. The government now is publishing some material, not a lot of it, but their people are beginning to understand and realize that you just cannot eat those standard foods because later on in life it's going to affect you, and it does a lot of us. And only after, like in my case, find that I've had the cancer, then I say, well, what must I do? Well, you must clean your body out, and then you must put the right food into that body. And you'll find that you'll be healthy. And longevity is not really a problem.
It's interesting that you kind of mentioned that about the dairy and the cheese and the associations. And it seems so interesting that the government, who for the folks who are on welfare or food stamps and need to get assistance for many years, and I think they still do it, the government provides free milk and cheese as part of their services for folks who need that assistance. And if we now know that those particular parts of the diet cause illness, here we are with the same population that are getting the free food and dairy products and are getting sick, and then we're having to pay with Medicaid or Medicare for their health needs to be able to be taken care of after they've gotten sick. So it's kind of a catch-22 there. Let's talk a little bit about a regimen. Do you think daily regimen and sort of lifestyle also plays into this whole wellness aspect?
Well, yes, it does. There are, George Malthus, for instance, in his literature, talks about 24 hours in the day. Our body has during that 24-hour cycle, he maintains that from 4 a.m. until 12 noon each day is detoxing time for your body. That's when your body gets rid of the poisons and all the other material that it hasn't used for good health. And then from 12 noon until 8 o'clock at night, it's time to eat your full meal. And then from 12 o'clock, from noontime to 8 p.m., and then from 8 p.m. until 4 in the morning is when your body is assimilating and separating the vitamins and minerals that go into your bloodstream. And again, the cycle starts from 4 a.m. until the next noon for detoxing time.